privilege to be in the best hospital I can think of. Amen. Pastor's done give me warning. He said, try not to spit on nobody when you come down. I said, I can't make you no promises, Pastor. But I don't have the coronavirus. I want you to pray for me this morning. We're going to jump right into the Word. If you got your Bible, turn to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Going to do a whole lot of reading and a little bit of preaching. How many is going to pray for me? Come on, folks. I need more help than that. How many is going to pray for me? How many is going to help me preach? I need you to help me preach this morning. We're going to preach, we're going to praise God, and we're going to be happy people this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. You pray for me, I'm going to read the whole chapter of 19. It'll take me about 2 to 3 minutes if I don't mess up too many times. So you pray for me this morning. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven singing, Hallelujah, salvation, and glory, and honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And he was granted, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and righteousness he did judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth the sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel stand in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together into the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses. And on them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them, that he had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Amen? I know that's a lot of reading, and I want you to pray for me this morning that God will just have his way for just a few minutes. I'll try to get you out of here as quick as I can. But I was praying this week and asking God what he'd have me to preach on. And I was walking on the treadmill, and God spoke this. He dropped this into my spirit. And if I've ever heard from God, I heard from Him Thursday and Friday and yesterday and this morning. If I've ever heard from God any time in my life, I've heard from Him this week. So I want you to pray for me for just a few minutes. Do you mind if I take my time? I need to don't get so uptight. I don't need to get so wound up that I miss something, because I don't want to miss something this morning. You know how I am, and you know how high strung I am when I get up to preach. Sometimes I get crazy and I forget what I'm supposed to say. But this morning, I can done tell I'm not going to be able to do this. So y'all better pray for me this morning. But I want to preach to you this morning for just a minute. Like I said, if I've ever heard from God, I heard from Him this week. The Bible said in the last days, perilous times would come. Amen. Dangerous times. We're living in dangerous times. Amen. For fear has gripped our world because of this coronavirus. We fear for our lives. We fear for the lives of our loved ones. We fear that the stock market's going to crash. We feel that we're not going to be able to get the adequate supplies that we think that we need. Fear has gripped this world. Amen? We're not going to get the necessities life. We're living in dangerous times. Every time we have a new virus, every time there's something new comes along, or a world crisis, we think this, is this the end? And that's a good thing, because I don't know if this coronavirus, I don't know if this coronavirus is the beginning of the end. I really don't know that. But there's something I want to tell you this morning. First of all, stay calm. Amen. Stay calm. Don't get upset. Be sensible. Wash your hands. Amen. Pray. And most of all, trust God. Because I want to tell you this morning, we're going to get through this. I promise you, we are going to get through this. Amen? We're going to get to the other side of this. Because our best days are just out ahead of us. Amen? Our best days and our best times are just right out ahead of us. Luke 12 and 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Amen? Now, going to our text in Revelation 19 and 1, this is the revelation Jesus Christ revealed unto John. The rapture of the church had just took place. Amen? And this is the scene John saw. He said, "I heard a great multitude in heaven praising the Lord." Now, he didn't say that I saw a great multitude in heaven praising the Lord. He said, "I heard a great multitude in heaven praising the Lord." Amen? And they were making a loud noise. And I'm come to tell you this morning, if you don't like loud noises, you're not going to like praise. And if you don't like praise, you're not going to enjoy the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen? So let's make some noise for Jesus this morning. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's make some noise for Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't like noise, like I said, you won't like the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise is the heartfelt response to God for those things that He has done for you. And the more that you learn about God, and the more that you understand God, and the more that you realize what God has done for you, the more that heartfelt praise is going to come out of you. Does anybody say amen? See, we really don't realize what God has done for us. But when we get to the marriage supper of the Lamb, we're going to receive a revelation like we've never had. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm glad that I live for the Lord. God's been so good to me, and God's been so good to you, and it's such a joy and it's such an honor to serve God. But on that day when I enter into the marriage supper of the Lamb, then I'm going to be glad that I live for Jesus. I'm going to receive a revelation like I've never had when I look back on see what God has brought me through. Amen? Hallelujah. Then John says in verse 2, he said, "For true and righteous are his judgment, for he has judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hands." Amen? The great whore represents seductiveness of the government system, which uses morality to mean gains, to get gains, prosperity, and advantage. Now, I believe this coronavirus is real. I really believe it's real. I believe it's really affecting a lot of people, and it's messed our whole world up. We're turned upside down. Everybody is scared to death, and they have a right to be. But I also believe there's some underlying political evil going on in our world right now. Amen? I really believe that. But judgment is coming, and Jesus will avenge the blood of his servants at the whore's hand. Amen? And there is a corrupt worldwide government taking place right now. There's a corrupt worldwide system at work right now. But it's all going to come to head during the tribulation period. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Because the devil, the beast, the false prophet are going to be in authority. Amen? During this time, they're going to be under authority. Just as a corrupt governmental system messes this world up that they run today, the devil, the beast, and the false prophet is going to mess the world system up. Amen? Oh, my God, somebody's got to pray for me. During the time, the devil is going to promise the world everything that they want to hear. He's going to promise them a moon and give them a flashlight. He's going to promise them that everything's going to be lovely. He's going to promise them prosperity and health and everything that he can tell them. And things are going to be good for about 3.5 years. But in the second half of that 3.5 years, he's going to be revealed for what he is. He's a liar and a follower of it. Amen. He's a liar and always has been. And corruption is going to come into this world like it's never seen. If you think this virus is bad, if you think HIV is bad, if you think the flu is bad, you ain't seen nothing yet to what's going to be going on under the devil's administration. Things are going to really, really get bad. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get to some good stuff. But the good news is, while all this is going on, if you've been born again, we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen? We're going to be singing, and we're going to be dancing, and we're going to be eating, and we're going to be having a good time. We're going to be celebrating with our Savior. We're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And back here on earth, what's going to be taking place? They're going to be going through pure hell on earth. Amen? And let me just throw you this into you this morning. If you're not saved this morning, I wouldn't walk out them doors. If you're taking a chance, you can make it. I'm just, by God, man enough to get through this 7 years. You're wrong. Because if you can't live right while the church is here, you're going to have a real problem living after the church is gone. Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah. The good news is, we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Verse 7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife has made herself ready." His wife has made herself ready. Ready for what? I'm going to tell you a little bit later on. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "Get ready." A real good TDJs. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on now. We got to get involved in this because we're going somewhere. Look at your neighbor and say, "Get ready." Come on now. Get ready. We're doing something. We're going somewhere. Hallelujah. John wrote, "Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said unto me, "These are the true sayings of God." And John said, "I fell at his feet to worship him." And he said, "Don't worship me, worship God." He said, "Worship God. Worship the God of all heaven and earth. If you have the testimony of Jesus Christ, worship the Lord." Is anybody got a testimony this morning? Is anybody know anything good that the God of heaven has done for you? If you have, he said, "Worship God." Come on for just a few minutes. Like Pastor Jensen said, he said, "Let's just take a praise break." Amen. Is it all right if we just take a praise break for just a few minutes? There's a God in heaven that gave everything to you. Amen. Give you life eternal. I give you heaven. I give you a promise of a better day. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm going to give you a lesson in praise. Y'all doing pretty good, but we're going to do a lesson, amen? The Bible said that they were in heaven and they were singing, hallelujah, I praise God, amen, I praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I praise God. Can we get just a few hallelujahs this morning? Can we get just a few, amen, can we get just a few, I praise God? Hallelujah. Woo! I told you, I have never, ever, ever enjoyed getting ready for a message like I did. God blew in on me yesterday morning like a mighty rushing wind. And I sat in my bedroom for 4.5 hours just reading the Word and crying and praising God. Amen. Because that's what He means to me. Hallelujah. And John said, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he does judge and make war. Amen. Now, some people, they have spiritualized and they have symbolized Jesus sitting on a white horse. And they have said it to meant, that's good English. They said it to mean so many different things. But I'm here to tell you this morning, just as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, a meek and lowly, hallelujah, and the next time he comes, he's going to be riding on a war horse. He's going to be riding on a white stallion. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I believe just as he rode in, he's coming in on a stallion. And this time he's coming with judgment. I've said this before. The Bellamy brothers wrote this song. Jesus is coming. And boy, he's pissed. Amen. Amen. Don't look at me so holy and righteous this morning. Straighten your halo up. Because that's how he's coming. He's coming with vengeance this time. He's coming with vengeance. And the Bible said that he's going to take vengeance upon them. You know what Jesus is going to do when he comes riding in on that white stallion? He's taking vengeance on the devil for all them years that he mistreated you. Oh my goodness. He's coming and he's taking vengeance for all them years that the devil mistreated you. For every time he tripped you up. For every time that he lied to you. For every time that he misled you. He's coming, amen, to take vengeance upon them. Hallelujah. And some of the lyrics of that song says this. Praise be unto God. Politicians, beware. There's a loophole you miss. Jesus is coming. And boy, he is. Amen. Come on now, let's just tell it like it is. This is a real world, and we're real people, and there's a real devil out there, and he's trying to really mess you up. But judgment is coming, and vengeance is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I'm coming with vengeance. Then the Bible said that he had fire in his eye. He's coming, amen. And you know what happens when people get mad and they're getting vengeance? We use that old saying, he's got blood in his eye. Amen. You ain't never seen me mad. And you don't want to see me mad. Because I've got this real, real problem. And I have to keep a handle on it. I have to keep it under control. Because if I don't, I go crazy. And my eyes will get blood red. Amen. My blood pressure will get up. I'll get all tore up. And my eyes will be blood red. Amen. And you don't want to mess with it then. I'm going to tell you what. The devil don't want to mess with Jesus. Because he's coming with fire in his eyes. He's coming with vengeance. Hallelujah. I said earlier, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, that the wife hath made herself ready. The church, the bride, the wife hath made herself ready. Ready for what? Are you ready? Steve, are you ready? Matt, are you ready? Dylan, are you ready? Pastor, are you ready? He said, the bride hath made herself ready. Ready for what? The Bible said the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. He's riding and I'm riding with him. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to take place. It's as sure as I'm sitting here. That day is going to come to pass. Amen. And he said he's going to ride in on a white stallion and the armies of God is going to ride with him. Maybe we should take some riding lessons. Or we need to go out to Chuck's place and let him give us a few riding lessons. Because the last time I rode a horse, that thing liked to kill me. It run off and that thing run under some trees and my head was bleeding and I screaming and I scared to death. The manager of Walmart kind of come out and unplugged it. It'd probably kill me. True story though, it did run away with me and about kill me. But it wasn't at Walmart. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So he said, get ready, for the armies of God are following him upon white horses. Now this all sounds like a fairy tale. This sounds like something you'll see on TV. This sounds like something that somebody would make up. But this is reality, and this is going to take place. But you know the best part of it all? When we come riding in with Jesus on them white horses, amen? The Bible said in 2 Chronicles somewhere, it says that the battle is not yours, but the battle is God. Ain't you glad, hallelujah, that we're not coming to fight? Once I'm raptured out of this world, my fighting's over with. Amen. It's going to take Jesus, and he's coming, and he's fighting the war. And I thought about this, and y'all know I'm crazy. But when I read that, I thought about this. Have y'all ever seen the movie Secondhand Lines? Where Garth and Hud, I believe, goes into the general store there and they're having breakfast or something. And these four thugs come in the door. These four punks come in the door. And all of a sudden, Hud, he takes care of business. Hey, man, does anybody know what I'm talking about? And the little boy looks at Garth like, ain't you going to help him? He said, he don't need no help. That's the way it's going to be, amen? We're going to be riding our white stallions when we're coming in, and Jesus is going to take care of business, amen? And we ain't even going to have to lift a hand. I thought about the psalmist David when he faced the giant. He went out, and all of Israel was scared to death. Amen. I'm not going to be scared in that day. Amen. Because I know in whom I serve, and I know whom I trust. Amen. And Jesus, a King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is going to be leading the way, and I'm going to be right with him. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! Praise the Lord! My goodness, I know I'm enjoying this a lot more than you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So after we've praised, and after we've worshiped, and after we've eat, and after we have, consummated the wedding, amen, Jesus is going to look over and he said, we got some unfinished business to take care of. We got some unfinished business to take care of. Get ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. We're going to ride. Hallelujah. We're going to ride. Amen. This is as plain to me as the nose on my face. Amen. I can see us now. When the wedding supper is over and we got some unfinished business to take care of. And Jesus looked right at me and he said, are you ready to ride? I ain't going to say, I got shotgun. Amen. I'm ready, Matt. I'm ready. But on that day, I'm receiving a revelation, and I'm going to really be ready to ride. Amen. Jesus said, we got some unfinished business to take care of. See? He's going to look over and say, let's get ready to ride. Are you ready to ride? Amen. And we're coming back with vengeance. I'd like to punch a devil right in the nose. He makes me sick. Man, I thought about this morning.
He's created all this chaos and this confusion and this fear. And you know what? Amen. He picked perfect timing. The devil has picked perfect timing to spread this virus. You say, you mean the devil done that? I promise you the devil is behind everything that's going on. Amen. And I got up yesterday morning. I was perfect timing. Because you know what time it is? That old yellow stuff's starting to fall out of the sky. Amen? And I'm starting to breathe. The same old thing that happens every year for the last, how old am I? 63 years. Amen? Been going on. But you know what the devil tried to do to me? He said, oh, you got coronavirus. That's what you got. You better go somewhere. You better quarantine yourself. You better lock yourself up and get away from everybody. Oh, but the devil is a liar and the father of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. And the Bible said that we're coming with vengeance. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And on that day we're going to ride into Jerusalem. Come on now, get you a vision of this. The devil don't like to hear this. Amen. But get you a vision of what I'm fixing to tell you. Amen. On that day, Jesus is going to saddle up on that white stallion. And he said, boy, let's ride. Amen. And I'm going to get on mine and I'm going to ride. And we got us a destination. Where are we going? Oh, we're going to Jerusalem. Amen. And we're going to ride into Jerusalem on a white horse. Amen. And the devil, and the devil is going to be sitting on the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to be sitting on the throne of God. And he thinks he's got the world by the tail on a downhill drag. He's deceived the nations. He's sitting on the throne. He's got the beast and the false prophet sitting right next to it. And he's got the world by the tail on a downhill drag. Then all of a sudden, he's going to look over at the beast and the false prophets. And he's going to say, what's that sound? What is that noise? It sounds like horse hooves of a mighty army. Amen. And we're going to ride. Woo! We're going to ride into Jerusalem. Woo! We're going to ride into Jerusalem. Amen. We're going to ride right up to the temple. And you know what the first thing Jesus is going to say? He's going to say, devil, get out of my seat. Woo! Devil, you had your chance. You had your chance and you had your opportunity and you messed it up. We're taking over. There's a new sheriff in town and I got my posse with me. Woo! Hallelujah! Jerusalem. It's going to be noisy. Amen. It's going to be noisy. Oh my gosh. We used to sing a song and I can't even remember how it goes. I wish I did. I'd sing you a verse or two of it. But it went something like this. I come from a noisy crowd. Amen. When I lived in the world and I was running for the devil, I was noisy. Amen. It may take me this little while to get there. Amen. But I was among a noisy crowd. And we're going to go riding into Jerusalem. And it's going to be loud. And it's going to be dusty. And we're going to ride right up to the temple, man. And Jesus said, we'll get out of my seat. That's my job. That's my play. I have authority. I'm taking over. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if I can get through with this or not, Matt. You may have finished it. When he says that, all hell is going to break loose. Amen? All hell is fixing to break loose when he says that. Look at verse 17. And I saw an angel stand in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Amen. Now there's going to be two suppers. There's going to be marriage supper of the Lamb, and there's going to be the supper of our great God. Just what I read to you in verse 17. And it says in verse 19, and I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. All hell is fixing to break loose. We could probably look around us today and think, my gosh, all hell is breaking loose. Our fears gripped our world. People are dying. We can't even get the funeral home to come and pick them up. And we got this mess going on. And there's all kind of junk going on. We might think that hell is broke loose, but on this day, hell's fixing to really break loose. Ain't you glad that you're on the winning side? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't mind fighting. I don't mind fighting if I know I'm going to win. Now, I used to hang out with some rough old boys, amen, and we'd go places we probably didn't need to be, and a lot of times things would happen. And I didn't mind fighting as long as I was with them, because I knew we was probably going to win, amen. But you get in the most situations, amen, and you don't know whether you're going to win or not. I get a little nervous, and I get them old rabbit feet, and I may be ready to run, amen. But when I'm running with Jesus, I'm not scared. Amen. On that day when all hell breaks loose, I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. Whew. Now the vultures are sermons to attend this supper to feed on the carcasses of those remaining foes before the kingdom is set up. Amen. Oh, we've experienced what we're fixing to experience. Just right out ahead of us. Amen. Just right out ahead of us. I believe there's good days ahead of us right here at the Fort Payne Family Worship Center. I believe there's good days ahead of us in this United States of America. But, if they ain't here, woo! He said, lay up treasure in heaven. Amen. Where rust does not corrupt and thieves do not break through and steal. He said, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. I don't know about you. I got some money in the stock market and it's not looking real good right now. Amen. But my treasure is on the other side laid up with Jesus. Hallelujah. So the vultures are summoned to come and tend the supper. To feed off the carcasses of the remaining foes before the kingdom is set up. So if the rapture took place right now, where you stand, I said there's going to be two suppers. There's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb, and there's going to be the great supper of God. You can either choose to eat the supper, or you can be the supper. Amen? Let that soak in. He said, when the armies of heaven come, the devil is going to summon all his armies to come out and fight against the armies of God. Amen. Big brother's going to take care of business. Amen. He's going to put the devil in his place, and he's going to slay everything that's left. And he said, they're going to eat the flesh of men. They're going to eat the flesh of horses, and they're going to eat all kind of flesh. Amen? You can either eat the supper at the marriage supper of the Lamb, or you can be the supper. I don't know about you, but I don't want no vultures eating my body. Hallelujah. If you're here this morning, or maybe you're somewhere and this message has reached you. Amen? And you're not ready, you better get ready, because we're fixing to ride. Amen. Amen. Then we think, oh, that's way out yonder in the future. Amen. We got a whole 7 years to celebrate. Do you know what it's like to celebrate? I mean, be at a really good party. I mean, dancing and eating and singing, you're having a good time. You ever been to those weddings, amen, and you just couldn't hardly wait to get there? You got your invitation, and it's a big deal, amen. Everybody's going to be there. All the popular people are going to be there. All my friends and my family are going to be there, amen. And you can't wait, and you open up that invitation, and it says, how's it say it? Respond soon as possible, amen. If you're here this morning and you ain't been invited, I'm here to invite you. Amen. Jesus said, I stand with outstretched arm and I'm inviting you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amen. But saying all that to say this, we're looking forward to it. Amen. But ain't it good when you finally get there? Amen. And you pull up in the parking lot and all them Mercedes Benz and them BMWs and all them things are sitting there in the parking lot and you get out and you start towards the wedding. I never will forget. I did a wedding down in Birmingham at this big fancy country club and it was like that. And I thought, man, what am I doing here? I told my wife, I said, let's just act like we're somebody. And they won't never know it till I open my mouth. But once I got inside the doors, amen, and whoop, once I seen some of my family, my friends, my relatives, got a lot of people that was there, amen. God, I ain't never been so glad to be invited to a wedding in all my life. Hallelujah. So if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, this is the day. Now, listen to this. And we went into the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from us. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't like the devil. He stole some stuff from me. Matt, there's times he steals my confidence. I get discouraged. There's times that he steals my joy. There's times that he steals my health. There's times that he tries to steal my future. There's times that he steals a family members. There's times that he wrecks our world and turns it upside down. But on that day, we're going in to take back everything that the enemy has stole. Amen. I'm taking my stuff back. I don't know about you, but I'm riding and I'm taking my stuff back. Hallelujah. Revelation 5 and 10 says, and he has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. I didn't make that up. Revelation 5 and 10, you read it. He said, he's going to make us kings and priests, and we're going to reign on this earth. Not some eternal church service. We're coming to reign. We're coming to rule. We're coming back to steal or to take everything that the devil has stole from us. Can you imagine, amen, living on this earth right here, where there's no sickness, there's no coronavirus, there's no HIV, there's no flu, amen, there's no cancer, there's none of these things. But most of all, there's no devil. Amen. Hallelujah. For a thousand years, we're going to reign. I've been praying this week. God, I know you got a place for me. Amen. And I thought about this. God could just make me governor over Hawaii. I'd love that. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what God's got in store for you. But I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. Amen. You are not going to be disappointed of what God has got for you. Amen. Can you imagine just living happy, healthy, prosperous, creative. All these things that you just dreamed about. Amen. I'm so sick of getting up every morning. My little old granddaughter, 6 months old, bless her heart, had the flu last week. Boy, you talking about something tearing your heart out now. It's bad enough for me to get sick and my brother to get sick. But you see them little old babies sick. I just can't hardly stand it. Amen. But on that day, during that rain, amen, we're going to live in peace and harmony. Hallelujah. So I'm here to tell you that your best days are ahead of you. Let's stand our feet all over the house. If Rhonda had come to the piano, somebody wants to sing. If you don't want to, that's fine. I feel like God has done sent the word forth. There's been enough preaching this morning to save the whole wide world. Somebody said called me last night and said they saw it on Facebook. I don't do a whole lot of Facebook. I like to look at the pictures. My wife, she gets mad. I get her Facebook and look at the pictures and I enjoy it. Hey, man. But I don't correspond with other people. What was I going to say? They said, has anybody notified the Amish of what's going on? Y'all didn't heard that. I can't tell nobody nothing. They say, oh, I seen that on Facebook. Amen. Saying all that to say this. Our best days are still ahead of us. Amen. It's time for us to saddle up and ride. And I thought about this morning. I thought about, what am I going to wear to church this morning? I feel like an evangelist. So I think I'll wear a suit. Then I thought, no, I don't feel like an evangelist. I feel like a cowboy. I wore my cowboy shirt. Amen? Because I'm getting ready to ride. I want to be a cowboy, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got anybody in the house this morning? You want to be a cowboy? You really want to be a cowboy? You want to ride? Hey man, if you want to ride with me, you got to make your preparations. You got to get ready. So if you're here this morning and you're not ready to ride, get ready to ride. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready. Are you ready? Get ready. Are you ready? Get ready, because we're fixing to ride. Amen. I can't quit. I just want to ride. Amen. Hey, woo, I got a little stick pony there at the house. I come up through 3 generations. Amen. His name is Daniel. And my little boys used to get Daniel, and they'd ride through the house. I might just go home and get on old Daniel and just ride around the house. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Praise God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Y'all sang before I preach for another hour. If you're here this morning and you're not ready to ride, get ready, because we're fixing to ride. We're fixing to ride. Woo! Of His presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. A peace that passes all understanding. The world's living in fear, but there's God in heaven that can give you a peace that passes all understanding. Have you got that peace this morning? Maybe the devil has stole your peace. Time to go into the enemy's camp. Take back what he stole from you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Got any cowboys in the house? Got one back yonder, I know. Hallelujah. We're not going to try to wear your patience. If you need to pray, this altar's open. If you need to go, you just go ahead and go. If you want to come down and pray after the service, we'll be down here to pray with you. You be blessed this week. Don't let the devil put fear in your mind and in your life. Don't let the devil put doubt in your mind, because God is going to take care of you. I said God is going to take care of you. Hallelujah.